It's Friday's Roundup with Phil and Hank. Total nonsense, a weekend outlook, dumbest criminals, facts about anything and nothing, and leftovers from the week. Just like that sandwich from Tuesday on Hank's desk, it's a little stale, but you'll probably eat it anyway. Today's Roundup is brought to you by the great folks at Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home.
It's time for the Roundup. It's time for an exciting, thrilling edition of What's Cooking with Hank.
Are we on air?
Yeah, yes, we are now.
Ladies, calm down.
Makes you wonder.
Yeah. What did you say? Say it out loud. Yeah, they're not right.
You're having some issues again.
Now. Every Friday.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
You know what I mean? Anyway. Did you know there are currently, approximately 752 million domestic pigs worldwide, 406 million of which can be found in China.
Really?
Yeah. And I have two of them in my freezer.
Do you really? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Some Razorbacks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Don't mess with them.
Nice.
Yeah. How was your night?
Good.
Big win for the Center Hornets.
Baseball game last night.
And softball. Both wins.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, nice job.
Tournament got underway for a few softball teams. But, yeah, we enjoyed the time at North Park. I like to get out there and do some games.
Yeah, a little reminiscent on that.
Yeah, very nice. Whipped it into shape, got it ready for a varsity game last night, and got it in.
Yeah, good for them.
And as I said, no one listens to poor old Phil, but I've always said with spring sports, yet later in the season, you're supposed to have warmer weather than we did last night, but I still say night games are kind of nice.
Absolutely love night games.
Parents don't have to run to get there after work to be there at 5 o'clock or 4:30 and go. I mean, you're at that time for winter sports and for fall sports. So.
Right.
Why not once in a while play one? So I think that was nice. It wasn't planned that way, but because there was a track meet, middle school track meet going on and some other things at the high school, and the field wasn't in very good shape at the high school. They moved it to North Park.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
If North Park can hold it, let them have it. Let you them play you. It. Concession stand open last night?
No, there was no concession stand. That'd be my only complaint. I thought, I took my money because I knew I was going to get paid today. I thought I could afford a hot dog, but they didn't have any.
I was just looking for popcorn, buddy.
No, there
just
wasn't popcorn. Any of that either. No. Could have brought you some. I popped some sometime this week.
Oh, it's all right.
Might be a little stale.
I just like the sandwich on my desk and then there from Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Whatever.
Yeah. Do you want a bite of it or no?
No, that's all right.
All right. Well, you know what? Speaking of food, Philip, today is Cooking with Hank.
Cooking with Hank.
Yep. So here you go, buddy. This is a 2 a.m. fried bologna slap stack.
Ooh, sounds good.
Or a culinary cry for help on white bread.
Okay.
All right. It serves one tired legend. That's what it serves. Uh-huh. 7 minutes or however long your guilts hold off. That's the time that it takes.
That it takes to make
yes,
it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ingredients. 2 slices of white bread. Bonus if it's squashed. Bologna sandwiches are always better when you squeeze
them down.
Yep.
Yeah. Wonder bread? Do you like Wonder bread?
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Okay.
At 2 a.m., it don't matter what kind of bread it is. Couldn't really tell if it had a little bit of penicillin on it
Do you eat the butts of the bread?
Oh, yeah. I love that. That's my favorite part.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, man. Well, we get along well, when June kicks me out because I'm not a butts of bread. Usually, I'll go to make a sandwich. Like, all we have are the butts left? Come on.
Turn the butts inside out.
Inside out?
Yeah. Just turn them.
Uh-huh.
Put the butts inside, put the bread outside. You never even know it's there.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
Huh. And if you warm them up, they're even better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Homemade bread that I make?
Yeah, no, that's different. Off. That's different.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
All right, anyway, 2 slices of white bread, bonus if it's squashed, 3 slices of bologna, fried till they scream.
Wow.
Yes.
Now, is this the ring bologna?
Regular. No, ring bologna.
Okay.
This is Arkansas bologna.
It's like the lunch meat bologna.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
American cheese, melty and questionable.
Ah,
okay. Uh-huh. Squirt of yellow mustard, optional but encouraged. Potato chips inside the sandwich. Trust the process here.
All right. Really?
Oh, yeah. Listen, now here's the best one. Here's the directions. Mm-hmm. Slap that bologna in a hot pan and fry it till it curls like your cousin bangs at proms.
Oh, boy.
Yep. Stack bologna, cheese, and chips between the bread. add mustard. You'll like you're painting a masterpiece, Philip.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Smash it together with your hand like it owes you money.
Oh.
And then eat over the sink. Crying is optional at this point.
Which you do a lot.
Yes.
Both.
Both. Oh, yeah. 100%.
Now, do you toast the bread, too, or
you don't have to. I don't. Okay. I don't on a bologna sandwich. What happens is you put that white piece of bread down. Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Then you put your bologna in there.
Right.
And it's even better if you have two or three pieces of cheese inside that bologna melted. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Then you put your chips, preferably Lay's potato chips.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Put your mustard on it, take out the press, and smash that thing down to like
just smash her down.
Oh my goodness! Mm. Have you never had chips on a sandwich?
Not that often, I must say.
Oh, they're so good.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it kills a lot of it. And at 2 a.m., who really cares?
Did you get the idea from taking school lunch back in the day? Because if mother would pack me a sandwich in a brown bag, I guarantee you that sandwich is going to be squashed.
Smashed no matter what.
Put it on the bus. Some kid sits with you and sits right on it.
Or it's smashed before you even get to the bus.
Right, yes. Exactly. Speckled Pete chases you. You fall down a couple times and, you know.
Poor Phil.
Yeah.
You had a traumatic childhood.
It was rough. Yeah. All the kids.
Answers a lot of questions today.
All the kids on the bus would laugh. They'd see the big rooster chasing me when I get off the bus, too.
Was he there meeting you?
Usually. Well, he'd be lurking. You know, be like, "Where? Don't see him." Okay, start walking, you know, doing my cool kid strut, you know, fifth grade, sixth grade strut. And all of a sudden, here comes Speckled Pete. Ruins the coolness.
Right. Now, does this really happen? Did he really chase you around the yard?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whatever happened to him?
He died of old age.
Did he?
Yeah. I tried to convince him to maybe have a tough chicken for lunch one day, but it never happened.
You know, speaking of chickens, I have something for you. The word of the day is dadgummit.
Dadgummit. Dadgummit. That sounds like an Arkansas word.
Yeah. It's a mild explicit or expression of frustration.
Sure.
Sentence is, "Dadgummit, I left my keys in the truck again."
Yeah.
Or, "Dadgummit, boys, what are you thinking?" My dad used that word all the time.
Huh.
So I have combined the last 4 weeks' worth of words into one.
Oh, okay? Wonderful.
So I've got dadgummit, hankering, tarnation, and yonder, all in one sentence.
Oh, wow.
It was tough for this boy.
Was it?
Yeah.
You figured it out.
So this is where Speckled Pete comes into play. Are you ready for this?
All right.
Dadgummit, I've got a hankering for Ma's fried chicken.
Hmm.
But what in tarnation is it doing way over yonder at Uncle Joe's place?
Oh, you got them all in there.
I did.
Yeah, your teacher would be really proud of you, I think, Hank. Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, but why is my fried chicken all the way over at my
And it's not done yet. It's still running. Oh, man. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. I thought you were going to use it in a sentence like, you know, the old car fell apart, dad gummit on that fender, and then maybe the fender will stay on. Chew some chiclets and put that on the, works like Bondo.
Yeah. Tarnation, what are we doing in here?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it doesn't get any better, does it?
No, and that's the sad thing. It just doesn't get any better.
Still like the sandwich on my desk from Tuesday. It doesn't get any better.
Yeah, I mean, if it's peanut butter, it's probably all right. The meat I'd probably stay away from.
Why?
Well, you know, I don't know. Maybe not. But I'm thinking that bologna sandwich would be better, though, if it's fried. You know, put a little...
Oh, fried bologna sandwich.
Put a little butter on it and then toast the bread.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But here's something I explored last night. All right, are you ready for this? So, my 2 a.m. snack last night was this. A bowl of ice cream. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. With a banana. Make it healthy.
Oh, yeah, right. That made it healthy, yeah.
Now, so you put that in the microwave and mix it up really good.
Okay.
Not just like 10 seconds.
So you melt your ice cream.
Just soft.
I do that, too.
Make it soft.
Yeah.
So then you take a granola bar that you and I both love.
Oh, yeah.
And beat it
uh-huh.
with a ice cream scoop that you just used.
Oh, wow.
That way you have crumbs.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So you pour that in there and mix it all up. Now to add this, because you and I like granola bars with peanut butter.
And bananas, too, because it reminds me of banana cream pie.
So I put it all together.
Yeah.
So on top of it, I put two scoops of peanut butter.
Oh, man. That is something.
That That was last night's 2 a.m. snack.
Oh, luscious. Yeah.
Yeah.
You and Elvis.
Man. That's true story.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. True confessions here. We sampled the Elvis cheesecake at Quail Run the other night.
Amber, did you?
Amber, how was talks it? About, oh, it was really good.
Oh, good.
It's got like a brownie crust, but then it's got some, you know, the cheesecake filling. Mm-hmm. It's got bananas, and then it's got a peanut butter sauce on the top.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Very, very good. But Elvis liked his peanut butter sandwich. Fried, those were fried, I think, as well.
Really? Fried?
Fried peanut butter banana sandwiches.
The peanut butter sandwiches with bananas are good.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, and squished.
Uh-huh.
My dogs love them, too.
Right. Yeah. We keep going. We'll be as big as Elvis. What was he, about 275 there?
Well, I'm about 3 pounds away, buddy. Buddy, I hope you have a great day. Hey, everybody have a great Memorial Day weekend. Remember why it's Memorial Day.
Absolutely.
Be kind.
We're wearing red today.
Yes, remember everyone deployed.
Yes,
red.
We always do.
Yep.
Have a good one.